So we continue in Chazon Ovadia, Hilchot Muktzeh. We are up to page Mem Zayin, Halacha Kaf Aleph. Klei Seuda Chadashim Hanikachim Min Hagoy Shetzrichim Tevila. New utensils, new kelim that are bought from a goy and require tevila in the mikveh. Now, before you did the tevila, are you allowed to handle these kelim? Mutar letaltelam b'shabbat. You're allowed to hold them. Even before you did tevila, you're allowed to hold them, you're allowed to move them and handle them. Kedin kli shemelachto le'eter. Like the halacha is in regards to a kli shemelachto le'eter, why is it considered melachto le'eter? After all, it was not toveled yet. Shehoilu min adin mutar le'atbilam b'shabbat u'lishtamesh bahem, says Rav Ovadia. And again, he's teaching us a halacha derech agav on page Mem Zayin, Rabbi Rachamim, page Mem Zayin. Since you are allowed, he says, to do tevilat kelim, we'll soon see in the Mekorot how and when, on Shabbat, and to use them, en alehem Torat Mukze. Since you have the possibility to be tovel the kelim on Shabbat, it's not considered Mukze. Let's study this a little bit. So in the bottom of page Mem Zayin, in Ot Kaf, Kle Seuda Chadashim, Hanikachim min hagoy, dinam kedim kelim shemelachtam le'eter. Says Rav Ovadia that the kelim that you bought from a goy before tevila, it is still considered kelim shemelachtam le'eter. Lo mi ba'ya lefi ma shesatam maran be'orach haim siman shin kav gimel, shemutar le'atbilam b'shabbat lechatchila. Not only according to what Maran HaShulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Kav Gimel told us that you're allowed to do Tvilat Kelim even lechatchila on Shabbat. V'im ken, kevan shemutar le'atbilam u'lishtamesh bahem b'Shabbat havu kelim shemelachtam le'eter. So that's pashut. According to Maran in Siman Shin Kav Gimel, it's pashut that it's not mukze, because you're allowed to do Tvila on Shabbat. Ela afilu ledat haposkim shepasku le'esor le'atbilam b'Shabbat, even according to the poskim who hold that you're not allowed to do tvilat kelim on Shabbat, kevan shiachol latet otam b'matana lenochri. But since there is another option, since you are able on the day of Shabbat, let's say, to give it over to a goy, v'yachzor v'yashile mimenu, and then to borrow it back from him, she'azen tzarich tevila, in such a case, so now it's under the ownership of the goy, you don't need to do tevila. This was something that was very much used in the time when people were not allowed to go out of their homes to do tevila. So this was the etzah many times, to put it simply, wasn't always so simple. She'azen tzarich tevila, kemo she'pasak Maran b'shulchan aruch sham, as Maran says openly, or he brings in brackets, you can do it in a way that you give it b'matana al menat l'achzir. You give it to the goy as a matana al menat l'achzir, on condition that he gives it back to you. That's also okay. Shuv yesh ladunam kekli shemelachto le'eter. So according to this, their status is a kli shemelachto le'eter. V'chen katav Rav Zilber b'sefer Shalmei Yehuda. ובאמת, דמה שכתב הרב זבחי צדק, שמרן ביורד דעה חזר בו ממה שסתם באור החיים שמותר להדבילם בשבת, וכן כתב ארוך השולחן אין יורד דעה, סוף סימן קובחף. There's a famous apparent contradiction in the words of מרן השולחן ארוך. In אור החיים, סימן שין קו גימל, he says you're allowed to do תפילת כלים בשבת. In Yored Dea, Siman Kuf Chav, he says you're not allowed. The Stiram Fulsemet B'Divrei Maran HaShulchan Aruch. It's a famous problem. And some of the poskim, such as the Zivchei Tzedek, that Zivchei Tzedek is Rabbi Abdelaz Somech, the Rabbo Shel HaBen Ishchai, and the Aruch HaShulchan, they both say that Maran HaShulchan Aruch changed his mind from what he wrote in Orach Chaim. In Orach Chaim he wrote that you're allowed to do Tvilat Kelim Shabbat. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, in Yored Dea, Maran later on in his life, he changed his mind. Chazar bo. Says Rav Ovadia, Zelo Nachon. En divrehem uchachim. Rav Ovadia says, En divrehem uchachim. Vilmat satu mina meforash. It's not true. It's not true. Venafkamina bemakom she'en goy matsui. Vekelim elu tzrichim lo beshabbat. She'achol atbilam beshabbat. He says, what's the nafkamina? Of course, the best way is to do it through giving it over to a goy, like we said before. But let's say you're not able to do such a thing. You don't have a goy handy. So what you should do is, you can rely on the words of the Shulchan Aruch in Orach Chaim, that you're allowed to do tevilat kelim b'shabbat. V'chen muchach b'shulchan gavoa u'b'chochmat adam. En matbilin et hakelim. So Rabbi Avraham, over there it's talking about tevila from tum'ah. No. Don't make a mistake. Over there it's talking about tevila from tum'ah when you need to be machshir kelim. That's tevila from exactly. If a kli is tameh midoraita and you have to take it to the mikveh to make it tahor, that's mamash a tikkun keli. And that's not allowed. We're talking about... Let me finish. Avi, let me finish answering you. Right? Aval tvilat kelim, kshekonim, when you buy the kelim from the goy, so that's already a lower level. That's not because you are machshir the kelim from tum'ah. That's only a din of tvilat kelim because it's going from the reshut ha-goy into reshut Yisrael. So therefore, we have a mitzvah of tevilat kelim. But that's not considered hechshera keli. It's not considered tikkun keli. We'll argue Maran HaShulchan Aruch. You understand? When is it machshira keli? When it's metaher. So that would be the answer to the Mishnah. Okay, Avi, of course. All right. So basically, that's the main inyan that Rav Ovadia is writing here in this halakha. So based on this, he says that since you have an option, Rav Ovadia is talking here in this halakha on page Memzayin going on to Memchet, kelim that you bought from a goy and you didn't take them to the mikveh yet, are you allowed to handle them on Shabbat? Is it considered mukzeh or not? Says Rav Ovadia, it's not considered mukzeh. Why? Number one, because according to Maran HaShulchan Aruch, if need be, you're allowed to do tevilat kelim on Shabbat. You're allowed. And even according to those who hold that you're not allowed to do tevilat kelim, there is an option, and that is by giving it over to a goy, bekinyan, and then borrowing it back from him and using it on Shabbat. So as you're using it on Shabbat, it's under the ownership of a goy, so it doesn't require tevilat kelim. So is there a way to use this keli? Yes, there is on Shabbat. Mimela it's kli shemelachto le'eter, and it's not considered mukze. So that's the halacha that we just learned now. On page Memchet, Halacha Kav Bet. Here is another intricate case. Kli she'ne'esar mechamat isur basar v'chalav v'kayotze baze. A pot, let's say, a kli, that became asur to use because basar v'chalav mistakenly, by accident, was cooked in it. So now what are we waiting to do to this keli? To be machshir, either hagala or whatever it may be, okay? We're waiting to do hechsher kelim in this case. But before you had a chance to be machshir, Shabbat comes, and you want to know if you're allowed to move this pot from one place to another. Is it considered muktzeh? Now, you cannot use the pot because it's not kasher. Right now, it's not kasher. But is the pot muktzeh, or do we say it's kli shemelachto le'eter? Says Rav Ovadia, Hoil ve'adain rashai lishtamesh bo derech arai beperot v'irakot tzonenim. Says Rav Ovadia, who said this pot is totally rendered not usable, unusable? No, you could use it. You can't use it to cook food in it. You can't use it to put hot food in it. But if you want to use it to put cold fruit, let's say, perot v'irakot, put some peppers or cucumbers that are cold, and just you need a place to store them. So, you want to put them in this pot. Do they make the cucumbers asur? No, it's tzonen. זה לא הדרך, אבל עדיין יש בו שימוש. אפילו אם אתה יכול להשתמש בכלי בצורה שלא הדרך שלה, אבל האם זה שימוש נורמלי? It's a possible way, right? We see in the Gemara many times that if you can turn it over and you'll be able to sit on it, זה גם כן עכשיו שימוש לעניין מוקצה. אז you could store fruits and vegetables in it that are cold and they do not become asur. Mimela, that's considered a way that you can use it. And since you could use it, bottom line, mutar letaltelo kedin kli shemelachto leheter. Vedameh lekli shenishbar, he says it's similar to a kli that broke, right? So now, a kli that broke on Shabbat should be mukzeh, because now you can't use it, so the piece is not mukzeh, and that's true. But let's say a kli, it broke, but you could still use it in some way. In which way? Ve'ra'ui lechasot bo keli. You're able to use it to cover another kli, to put it on. Okay, you can't cook with it, but you can cover it, you know, use it to cover something else. Mutar betiltul, kemo shekatu b'shulchan aruch, siman shinchet se'if zayin. So that's an interesting case. A kli she'ne'esar mishum isur basar v'chalav, adayin enenu kli shemlachto le'isur, ela kli shemlachto le'eter. Kamuvan, that immediately after Shabbat, as early as you can, you have to be machshir. But is it usable for something? Yes, it is. So always remember, kli shemelachto leheter, almost for any reason you can move it. Why do I say the word almost? Because if you remember way back when we started the halachot kli shemelachto leheter, we said that adayin, there is a restriction, and that is to move it for no reason whatsoever. Let's say you're just going like this, for no reason. It doesn't make you feel better, you're not making music, you're not, there's no reason to move it. Asur. Kli shemelachto leheter, asur. There's only a few things that you're allowed to move for no reason. But to take a pot, or a pan, or a bowl, or spoons and knives, and just to go like this on Shabbat, so we learned earlier that that's not allowed. However, all the other reasons that are given for other kinds of mukzeh, which Be'ezrat Hashem we're going to learn, such as letzorech gufo, letzorech mekomo. Letzorech gufo means you want to use it to move something. Or letzorech mekomo, you need the space that it's staying on. Or mechama letzel, you're scared if you leave it here, it's going to get stolen or it's going to get ruined, so you want to move it to a more secure place. These are all reasons that you're allowed to move it, something that has the din of kli shemelachto leheter. Let's read what he says on the bottom. In kaf alef kli shemelachto leheter v'nishtamshu bo b'chol b'isur b'ofen shetzarich ha'ga'ala le'achshiro mutar letaltelo b'shabbat shekevan shehu ra'ui le'aniach bo davar tzonen shederech le'adicho kegon basar chai. You know, Rabbi Avraham omer sheze afilu ha'derech. Many times you could use in the pot to rinse the meat. Le'adiach et ha'basar, lishtof et ha'basar. Zekar. So you're allowed to do it. כמו שכתוב ביורד דעה סימן צדיק א', אינו מוקצה, וכן כתב בשולחן שלמה. Who is שולחן שלמה? רב שלמה זלמן אורבך also holds like this להלכה. And here we come to the last הלכה of the section of כלי שמלאכתו להיתר. On page ממתת, הלכה קו ג'. סיפולוקס, ככה קוראים לזה, סיפולוקס. סיפולוקס is what is the seltzer bottle. They used to use the siphon, the siphon, that to make seltzer. Today we don't really use this so much. Already with seltzer, and it keeps it bubbling. Yeah? Okay. Yeah, yeah. The shomer al agazim. Barbuk shel barzel. Ken, ken. Aha. Zchuchit? Wow. Vizeh nikra sipolox. Sipolox. All right. So, ho'il... Wow. He says that was an old-time gift for a chatan. All right? In English, the word is a soda siphon. That's what I wrote for myself, a seltzer bottle. Okay. Ho'ilu mutar la'asot... Excuse me. Mechila. Ho'ilu mutar... Yes, Avi. So I suppose you don't have the sefer handy, because that's exactly what he's about to say. Sipolox ho'ilu mutar la'asot mei soda b'shabbat al yado. Rav Ovadia has a whole tshuva in Yabia Omer. proving that one is allowed to make seltzer on Shabbat with using those bottles. Oh, לא היית צריך. תודה רבה. Thank you, thank you. עבדוך אדוני. ברוך אתה אדוני, אלוהינו מלך העולם שהכל נהיה בדברו. One second, Avi. One second, let me just finish the halacha. Sipolox ho'ilu mutar la'asot mei soda b'shabbat al yado, כמו שנתבאר בשאלות ותשובות יביע עומר, חלק ג' סימן כף א' וחלק ד' סימן למד ב'. Yes, two תשובות proving that one is allowed to make soda water on Shabbat. Dino ki kli shemelachto le'eter, therefore it has a status of kli shemelachto le'eter. Ve'af keshu rekan, and even when it is empty, mutar le'taltelo af mechama le'tzel. You are allowed to move it, even for the reason of a more secure place. Mechama le'tzel. Let's see what he writes. What did you want to ask, Avi? Mechila? I guess it depends on the machine, you know. It depends on the machine, that's for sure. So, but a regular old time, you know, the one that blows carbonated air into it, that would be allowed. Na'alacha. Not everybody agrees. Let's see what he writes here in the Mekorot. Sipolox nechshav lekli shemlachto le'eter, שלפי מה שהעליתי בשוט יביע עומר, חלק ג' וחלק ד', להתיר לעשות מיסודה בשבת על ידי הסיפולוקס, הרי הוא נחשב לוודאי כלי שמלאכתו להיתר. וכן פסקו בשוט הרי בסמים ובשוט רב פעלים. The Ben Ishchai in רב פעלים also holds that it is mutar to make soda water on Shabbat. ובשוט שערי צדק, מרן בריסק, שוט ארץ צבי. All these are great גאוני אשכנז. שמותר לעשות מי סודה בשבת, וכן כתב בשוט באר משה, once again, the דברצינו רב in באר משה also holds, דלא קיימלן כהמהרשם שאסר לעשות מי סודה בשבת. We don't hold like the מהרשם, that's the grandfather of רב שלום שבדרון. That's the מהרשם. We don't hold like his חומרה, who he didn't allow to make מי סודה, אלא כדברי הגאונים המתירים, השערי צדק והיד יצחק, וכן שמעתי ממוזקני הגאון שראה לעשות מעשה כן בבית הגאון האדיר רבי אמרם בלום אב בדין מוד. וכן הוא בשוט בית שערים, וכן העלה להתיר בשוט הר צבי, רב צבי פסח פרנק also says that it's mutar, and basically that's the הלכה. And he says even though the מנחת יצחק is מחמיר, still the הלכה is להקל. In fact, the Shalmei Yehuda brings in the name of Rav Eliashiv. Rav Eliashiv says, "Af al pi she'asur la'asot meisoda b'Shabbat, he holds you're not allowed. Aval heyot ve'yesh matirim, since there are those that are matir to do it, eno mukze. V'chen katav ishmo b'sefer Yashiv Moshe nimtza shegam la'ashkenazim amachmirim baze. So Avi, even according to you, the Ashkenazim that are machmir not to make seltzer on Shabbat." It's still not considered mukzeh, it's klishe melachto leheter. Okay?